Hi everyone, and welcome back to Walk with Bex. A quick update from me. 4 weeks out from my first show. In fact, I'm recording this on Wednesday, so I am 3.5 weeks out, and time is absolutely flying by. I literally cannot believe how fast these last 8 weeks on prep have been, and the fact I'm only doing a 12-week prep is madness to me. But things are progressing so quickly, and my body is changing daily. I hit my lowest weight on prep this week, and in fact today, lower still. And last week when I hit my low weigh-ins, I had a mega high day prescribed to me, and I think my body is just at that point now where it just keeps dropping. More conditioners coming through, and it's allowing for my coach to implement high days to refeed, to refill like my glycogen stores and push on again for another week, and I'm here for it. If you want to follow more of that journey, then definitely check out my weekly vlogs on YouTube for more on this. And I have to say, I'm really enjoying filming these and editing them too. You know, it's a passion project of mine, and although it's an integral part of my business and allows for me to connect with my audience, it's a very real way in which people can connect with me. And it's something which I know will be on the internet like forever. So even for myself, it's something really nice to look back on over the years. And I do sometimes go back to my old vlogs and watch them over. And I'm really proud of myself for kind of braving this YouTube world and starting to share more of my life on that platform. You know, what a celebration of life it is. And like I said, it's something you can have forever. And it's funny because even though prep gets tough as the weeks progress, and I mean tough, like, I'm not gonna lie, I am sore and tired and my body is in bits most days. And today, hitting my absolute lowest weight on prep at 143.8 pounds, I was like, oh, this is gonna be a tough day. However, I'm in the office right now, I'm recording this podcast, and I'm showing up for work. And for me, it doesn't feel like a chore. In fact, when I'm working on things for my business, it's a welcome distraction. It allows me to feel successful and progress moving forward in all aspects of my life. And, you know, creating these videos for YouTube, posting on Instagram, making these podcast episodes are all what allow me to become and evolve into a great coach. And this is something I want to elaborate on further in this episode. You know, online coaching is far more than just simply creating training programs and diet plans for clients. You know, any monkey can do that. I'm sorry, but it's true. Like, once you learn the basics of nutrition and understand the fundamentals of training, you're well equipped to do this. And don't get me wrong, there are so many coaches out there who don't have the knowledge or understanding and are still able to onboard clients and create a business from it. Granted, it might seem successful from the outset and they might appear to have lots of clients, but what truly makes a coach stand out? Like, what makes them stand out from the rest? What ensures a coach is more than just a good coach, so to speak? You know, what takes them from good to great? And I think there are 5 key elements to this progression. I think the first one is learning the basics, for sure. Then it's understanding and finding your niche, honing your craft, up-leveling your service, and assessing and evaluating ongoing. All great coaches do this. So let's break them down and get into the nitty-gritty of it all. Because I'm not here to brag about what I do for business or how successful I am. I don't need to do that. Like, my coaching evidence speaks for itself. It's clear to see, and my team speak for me too. But what I want to do is try to help anyone listening really get to the bottom of what they need to do moving forward. And as always, support anyone and everyone that's listening that's on a similar journey. So if you're a coach right now listening, listen up. And if not, hopefully you'll find this interesting and be able to identify some of these traits and actions in your coach currently. So the first one, learning the basics. As an online coach, there are a number of things you need to understand, you need to be proficient at, and be able to master very, very quickly. You need to have a good knowledge of nutrition, obviously. Understanding how bodies are fueled in terms of macro and micronutrients, and know the impact this has on fat loss, muscle gain, and recovery. Things like digestion and overall health are also important. This will require a degree of learning on your part, and whilst you can learn a lot from the internet, you should be seeking out ways to develop your knowledge through education and platforms that will allow for you to create nutrition plans tailored to your clients and ensure that they are progressing on your programs in a healthy and sustainable way. As I mentioned earlier, any monkey can eat nothing and do tons of cardio and drop weight and body fat. But is this sustainable? No. Are you teaching your clients how to build long-term healthy habits? No. What you are doing is creating negative associations with food and a very unhealthy relationship to dieting or losing weight. It is your role as a coach and the bare minimum to educate your clients on sustainable and maintainable ways of living that encourages them to have a variety of food in their diet and drop body fat or weight gradually over time, thus creating a better relationship with food and change their way of thinking when it comes to dieting. It shouldn't be an all or nothing mentality, and this takes a lot of work and support from you as a coach. This should be the basic minimum when it comes to coaching and nutrition. With regards to training and creating training programs, your method and approach needs to again be tailored to the individual client, but you must have a proficient understanding and experience yourself of training execution, good form in all exercises you perform, and understand the muscle that's being targeted within each exercise that you prescribe on a training program. You know, why are you asking the client to perform this exercise? How is it going to allow them to build strength in this area? What areas of their physique or body composition have they said they want to develop? The nuances of training are something which you will develop yourself over time, of course, and as coaches, we never stop learning. You know, I myself have adapted my training many times over the years and found my preferred method of training for myself in terms of progressive overload with the aim to max out with good form on all exercises, often following the method of a top set and a back off set. But this isn't always suitable for all clients, especially those that are just getting into the gym for the first time. They're not going to be able to push to their max weight because they haven't mastered the technicalities of training yet. So as a coach, you need to have a whole repertoire of training knowledge in your toolbox, so to speak, to cater to a client that prefers, let's say, CrossFit or endurance style training. You know, I have clients on my team who are training for marathons, triathlons, and so training programs are designed to meet the needs and the goals of the individual client. When it comes to marketing yourself as an online coach, the basics are as simple as identifying your form of social media outreach and the platform that is most suitable to you and your audience. Often it is Instagram, but that's not always the case for some coaches. You know, it totally depends where your market is and where your audience is. You need to be able to showcase your work in its most basic form, but with the idea of sharing it in a professional and engaging way. Your own training should be shared, your own nutrition, your knowledge and understanding, your client wins, the successes and how you support them. And when you find a platform that's suitable to you, master this one first before branching out. So my business grew on Instagram first, then I launched my YouTube, then I branched out into podcasting, or should I say having a podcast. The second thing is that when you've mastered the basics, find your niche. So once you've got those basics nailed and feel confident that you are able to help others and have the knowledge and experience and the results to prove it, you need to start identifying your niche market. You know, this boils down to your passion and the thing that you have most knowledge and experience with. It could be nutrition and creating fun recipes and managing macros in a way that allows for clients to really master their relationship with food and have fun with food. It could be your passion for training and how you love to support clients with getting stronger in the gym. And perhaps you found your passion for this and you share this ongoing, which draws people to you that want to do the same. Could it be physique development, whereby you are able to take your body through a process which requires a huge amount of discipline and dedication to achieve a desired look for stage or photo shoot? You will attract those sort of clients that are looking to do the same. Your niche comes from what you are most passionate about and what you can share with ease and a great deal of knowledge and experience to back it up. Like attracts like. You will attract clientele that are inspired or motivated by what you are doing and want to jump on board your train. my coaching business started just like this. You know, I was sharing my own personal journey through fitness, and I attracted men and women that were inspired and wanted to achieve similar results. It's why I have both lifestyle and prep clients on my team. Lifestyle clients want to get strong and feel more body confident and learn how to train and fuel their body correctly. Prep clients want to challenge themselves to go through the process I go through and know that I understand what it takes to support them every single step of the way. I've walked the walk and I can talk the talk. And I would say that my niche market is those of an older generation, let's say, women of my age and older. You know, I'm 37 years of age. The majority of my clients are not in their early 20s. I don't attract young girls necessarily that want to learn how to train or to prep for shows. The majority of my clients are 35 years plus. The third kind of thing that you need to focus on as a coach in order to go from good to great is honing your craft. So finding your niche is the first step, but honing your craft is the next. How are you going to truly show up daily for your clients and your audience on social media? You need to assess what it takes to achieve the desired outcome of this niche market for training and nutrition, and start planning out your content for both your clients to support them with this and your audience to draw new clients looking to do the same. It's exactly why I have an Instagram strategy for posts, themes for my story content, and I share additional information, videos, and documents with my online coaching clients every single week. I know what posts on my page get the most interaction, and my schedule for posts and themes are all in line with my niche market and my core values about building strong, confident women who want to take control over their health and fitness and ultimately their lives moving forward. We can control how we look and feel, and it's the most empowering thing when achieved. And that's what I hone in on. My posts always are centered around my own personal journey for training hard, my physique updates, showing how I'm progressing through my own personal journey, but also my lifestyle posts that showcase that actually you can live a balanced lifestyle. And then obviously my client wins too. So when I share how my girls are doing, the exact same as what I'm doing, that's what brings new clients to me and opens up my niche market in terms of my audience. I know my niche, I know my market, and I hone in on this daily. I'm perfectly positioned to help the person I once was. And every member of my audience can see that and are just one step away from joining my team. All I have to do is just keep showing up as my true authentic self. And trust me, it's the easiest thing to do when you live that life already and it's aligned with your own goals and your passion for health and fitness. Number four, up level your service. So you've mastered the basics, you've found your niche, and you've honed in on your specific craft. Well, what next? Seek to improve this ongoing. Up-leveling your service day to day, week to week, month to month, and year on year is all part of a coaching business. You won't continue to be successful or manage a sustainable business without this mindset. We can always improve, always grow, learn more, and continue to up-level what we do in order to provide a better service for our clientele. How can you do this? Well, firstly, by educating yourself further, attending courses specific to your niche, following other individuals who are doing something similar and perhaps ahead of you in the game, networking with like-minded coaches, seeking support from a mentor who can tailor their coaching service to help you grow your business in a way that reflects your ethos. Look, I know there are a lot of business mentors out there who will boast that they can boost your client base, help you reach 40 plus clients, and advertise in a way that will have clients streaming through the doors and flooding your DMs. But the reality is, this is not the case. And often they will just take your money, a lot of money, and you'll invest a lot in a lot of like schemes or systems that won't produce the results you want, not genuine results that you want, and the clients that are tailored to your market. You'll either have lots of clients that aren't your target market, you won't be able to manage the workload or support these clients because you don't know how to coach to begin with, or it'll be rubbish and you'll be left with fewer clients than you started with and out of pocket, which I've seen often with those that have come to me for business mentoring from these other mentors or schemes or so-called marketing kind of agents. when up-leveling your business and the service you offer, it's a very personal thing and always has to come back to your own craft and what you can confidently develop in terms of content, support, and results with clients. This is your focus and should always be very specific to you. This is what I do with all my business mentor clients, and every one of them has their own individual task tracker, their own personal call with me once a week, and we map out their goals for progression and assess ongoing, day to day, week to week, month to month. It's exactly why I'm sharing my new Facebook group, which went live on Sunday, the 26th of March. Yeah, Sunday just gone. And the reason I've launched this is because I'm sharing with those that can't necessarily afford mentorship with me an eye into what it takes to build a business. You know, and what I've done in the first few posts is shown you how to find your niche and hone your craft. And every week I'm posting content that allows members to firstly develop their own coaching, which is absolutely paramount to this business, and then to develop their social media presence, which reflects this. There's nothing cookie cutter about the way in which I mentor, and you won't find a 6-week shred program for you to download and market to your brand. Heck no. This is not what I'm about. And then the final thing that you need to do in terms of moving from good to great is be in that mindset where you're assessing and evaluating ongoing. You know, in this process of developing an ongoing, successful and sustainable business, you need to plan in time to assess and evaluate what you are doing. You know, your systems for supporting clients, your posts for Instagram and how you market yourself, what's working well and what should you keep doing and what needs more work or adjusting and improving moving forward. No coach should ever sit on their laurels, in my opinion. If you are doing the exact same thing you did 3 years ago, you're not evaluating regularly enough and you're not allowing for things to progress as well as they could. Everything in life evolves, develops and changes over time. Your business will do the same and you need to be open to it. Accept constructive criticism from your mentor or clients and seek to improve what to do and plan for this. I do this each week and month. I plan ahead what I'll do next and I ask my clients often for feedback and evaluate how they're finding the coaching experience. This is why I have very little drop-off when it comes to clients and retention. We're all working towards the next goal. Clients feel well supported, listened to, and love being part of this process and this team with me. It's a great sign of strength when someone is willing to assess and evaluate with the goal of improving things. It's not enough to be a good coach. You always want to be working towards the next thing that's going to make you great. So there you have it. My top 5 tips for developing as a coach and the element that I believe 100% will get you from good to great. And so all of which take time, attention, effort and detail, of course, but all within your reach. I hope you found this episode useful. And if you are a coach listening to it and, you know, you feel like some of those things rang true with you, then listen back again, make notes. I often have people say to me, I've listened back to that episode a few times and it's really given me food for thought. And just give yourself the time needed to work through these different elements. Be patient, you know, stay the course and know that if you practice these things moving forward, you'll continue to thrive. And if you want any more support, drop me a message or follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to my business Facebook group. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Catch you in the next one. Bye for now.